He's got an opinion and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Weight loss plans are a dime a dozen. As you know, there are numerous diets, numerous fads, but my next guest, Dr. Raphael Kelman, has a pretty unique, cool approach to weight loss, and he has written a book about his approach. It's called the Microbiome Diet Book. Dr. Kelman, let's get right into it. Describe to the listeners, what is a microbiome? How do you define that?
So the microbiome are the trillions of bacteria that reside in our gut that are friendly, meaning that they work with our immune system, they work with our metabolism, they improve function in the body in a wide variety of ways. And this collection of bacteria, the trillions of cells, trillions of microbes that actually outnumber our own cells 10 to 1, meaning
We are more bacteria or foreigners than human.
Right. They're called the microbiome, and they play a integral role in our health.
So how do we create a diet that helps us lose weight? And I assume somehow our microbiome is assisting us in that process.
Yes. You see, the diets up until now have left out perhaps the most important part of the weight loss equation, and that is the microbiome. The microbiome are these trillions of cells that have co-evolved with us over millions of years. So they know our metabolism and our genetics better than anyone. And if it's healthy, then our metabolism will be healthy, the immune system will be healthy, and the genetics will be healthy too. Genetics being healthy means that the right genes will be turned on and the unhealthy genes will be turned off. There'll be proper and healthy orchestration. And in order to maintain a good weight, you need a healthy metabolism. You have to have inflammation controlled. And guess what? The microbiome is the key player in all of these functions.
So why do we keep calling these things diet books? Why don't we call them lifestyle books? Because the diet implies that you're going to do this for a while, treat your microbiome nicely, you'll lose some weight, and then you can go back to eating crap for the rest of your life.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. If it's a true diet and it's really going to help you lose weight long term, you're right. It should not be a diet. It's a lifestyle change. Because if it's a diet that just is kind of like a trick, and it helps you, it's like a gimmick, it helps you lose weight, but it's not focusing on what it's doing to your health, then that's a diet, and that's something that I don't recommend. But what I do recommend is the lifestyle change or the dietary changes that not only help you lose weight, but first and foremost help you get healthy, and a consequence of that is optimal weight. And for most of us, that's weight loss. And you're right, it should not be called, the microbiome diet should not be called a diet. It should be called the microbiome lifestyle. So maybe for the revised edition, I'll change the title.
Yeah, I don't blame you for the title. That's probably what people are looking for.
Right.
So let's get into what the diet consists of, or forgive me, the lifestyle. What should I be eating that my bugs
exactly.
like?
Exactly. When we go out to dinner, let's not only think about what
be so
we want to eat.
Right.
Let's think about the little guys inside of us that are depending on us to take care of them. So we have to think about, well, what do the healthy bacteria need to flourish and to proliferate and for the microbiome to become diverse? That's the key word. And what they need are foods that contain compounds like inulin, arabinogalactans, resistant starch. These are compounds that are found in various foods that unfortunately our culture did not emphasize until now. But these foods are found in, like, Jerusalem artichoke or regular artichoke, leeks, Jicama. Jicama is an incredible food. It tastes even a little bit of sweet. It goes well in so many salads. Radishes, also kiwi, asparagus, garlic, onion. They also contain the inulin and arabinogalactans, chicory, and the list goes on of the types of foods that we really must start to include in our diet and our lifestyle, so that we're not only feeding in ourselves, but we're also taking care of the microbiome, the little helpers, the little bacterial helpers that can do so much for our health, including to help us lose weight.
Let's talk about your experience with this lifestyle choice, and I assume you've used this with many patients.
Yes.
What have you seen? What kind of outcomes in terms of general well-being can we expect,
yes,
and weight loss?
Yeah. So again, you know, as we said before, my goal is to help people get healthy. The weight loss is a consequence of a real solid lifestyle change. The first positive effect that I usually see when people start to add in these foods. Now, I don't tell people to cut this out and cut that out. I first tell them to eat these foods, to introduce these foods. And what they find is that their appetite for these for unhealthy foods is mm-hmm. now reduced. They're no
so you're
longer
kind of crowding.
Craving.
You're crowding out the worse foods by eating the better foods.
That's right.
You're not necessarily
right.
saying avoid or restrict, but just by eating these, you have no room left for the crap.
They no longer desire it because those bacteria that are hijacking our desires, causing mm-hmm. us to eat a lot of these refined carbohydrates and other unhealthy foods, are no longer hijacking us. So now our appetite and cravings are now reduced significantly, so they no longer want these unhealthy foods. So their appetite's in better control, and they're naturally drawn to healthier foods, so they're beginning to really like these foods. That's part of the microbiome diet. The second positive effect is that they feel their gut is functioning better. If they had constipation, they no longer have constipation. If they thought they had normal bowel movements, now they realize they never really did have normal bowel movements, because they're realizing now they never really completely evacuated. That, and now they feel that their guts are working healthier. They feel a bit more energetic. And then slowly over time, they begin to lose weight, and it's the effortlessness is also a very, very profound and very, very frequent remark that I hear from my patients who take on this lifestyle change.
What happens if one of your patients who's doing this gets a unwelcome infection of a bacteria that needs to be treated with antibiotics, and they have to take 2 weeks of an antibiotic, and it totally disrupts their normal microbiome? How do you get them back on track?
Yeah, you know, look, first of all, people have to be very, very careful, and this is not only the patient, but doctors too, that we have to be a little bit more careful, not a little bit more careful, a lot more careful about the overuse of antibiotics. But if the doctor really feels that someone needs antibiotics and someone goes on the antibiotics, take probiotics, but even more important, and this is what people overlook, is take prebiotics. Now, you can take a prebiotic, is actually those foods in a powdered form that you can get as a supplement, like inulin. You can get inulin as a supplement. You can get arabinogalactan as a supplement. In addition to the probiotics, take the prebiotics, because that will help the gut to endogenously become healthier and produce a flourishing, diverse microbiome.
Dr. Kalman, we're going to have to end it there. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you never let anyone do your thinking for you. And stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.